hail from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee. An excitement going on. And hail gets excited. There's times of hail gets excited. You know that? It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. The noise of thy vows. The worm is spread under thee, and the worm cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? For thou said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I'll be like the Most High. Amen. Yet thou shalt be brought to the pit. They shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake the nations, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. Amen. After preaching today, I never got over this morning. I can't get over it. It's there, and it's there still. And I hope you'll help me. Amen. But here, the chief of the nations rise up from their thrones. They're stirred because somebody has come to hell. And in the book of Ezekiel, after Ezekiel prophesies, then he turns to those nations who have been the enemies of God, people. He sees them as they descend to hell, to the pit. He watches them as their swords are laden under their head, as the worms cover them and shame covers them, that once mightily sat upon the throne. Those kings that reigned and persecuted God, how they're brought down to hell. When you begin to look at that, then God calls upon Ezekiel. He said, you make a great lamentation for this. You know, even at the worst person that ever walked the face of the earth, that ever did harm to the saints of God, it is a terrible, terrible thing when they go to hell. It is unspeakable misery that they ascend into. The shame that now that they come into is a shame that goes beyond the description of human language. We talk about stripping of robes, but there they're stripped of honor. You have never been stripped of honor. You may have been put to shame. You may have been put in difficult circumstances, but you have never been stripped of honor. Even in the times of your worst humiliation, you still retain some honor. But when a person is cast into hell, he is literally stripped of all his, of all the royalty that he had of God foretold. And now he is there in a place of shame. He is contemptible to everyone that's around him. In your worst situation, there's always been somebody that's pitied you and loved you. Somebody that has cared for you and somebody that's had sympathy. But in hell, they neither have none of that. There is not the first glimmer of pity, sympathy, mercy, kindness. nothing now enjoy and possess. That which we long for is absent of all. There is not retaining of any of it. It is completely gone. And in hell, the chief joy is what we would call contempt and hate. If there is any joy in hell, it would be in that unspeakable, unthawing, unthoughtful, unconsiderating, or considering anyone else, having not any respect, having no longer the ability to appreciate anything about anybody. And when the person that comes into hell, there seems to, especially those of nature that has now ascended into hell, risen up now, and there is seems like there is a stir in hell. There is somebody now that has come to this place of shame, this place of contempt. Wasn't expected to come. Amen. Amen. Some that wasn't made for that place. Amen. You see, He has created the crowning cherub. Amen. He stood in the presence of God. And now He has descended. It has come the time that He has cast down that awful place. It is a pity that we must be stripped of our... that we really have not considered to be those things that which of honor... those things that God has marvelously given to us, they must be taken away before we consider. Amen. But from the highest to the lowest, oh God, amen. We pity a man when he falls in his political life. We pity a person when he falls in his financial life. We pity a person even in their physical. Amen. But when they fall, that they fall in the place of hell, there can be no words to describe it. There must be pity from the side. Amen. There must be something from us. There must be weeping and crying before God for the people that's perishing going to hell tonight. Amen. There should arise from our hearts something that is never... Amen. We will never, never see joy and the peace that God has for us until we get a glimpse of that awful place called hell. My God, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, to have something break in your heart. That's a deep, amen. That to Moses, he said, oh God, the people have sinned a great sin. If Thou will forgive them. But if Thou will not forgive them, blot my name out of the written. Amen. I can hardly understand that, but there was something in the heart of Moses when he understood that those people, amen, could perish and perish for everlasting. Amen. He said, God, blot my name out or forgive them. Amen. Oh, great Lord, have mercy. Amen. There's something that seemed like it's stirring my soul about this meeting. I can't describe it. I don't know how to say it. Amen. But I felt this morning somebody definitely needed help from God that did not get it. Amen. That would not receive it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, that my head was watering. Amen. My eyes were open. That I could weep night and day. Amen. For the slain of the daughters of my people. Oh, God, have mercy. To see people in trouble, so bad in trouble, and they cannot get help, will not receive help. My, what a thing it is. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. No wonder that Paul said... Amen. He came to that place in the book of Romans chapter 9 when he said, I could wish myself accursed. Amen. For my brethren and my kinmen. My God, help us tonight to understand. Amen. Thy lost friend. Amen. Amen. We should do like the Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 26. O daughters of my people, gird thee with sackcloth and wallow amen thyself in ashes and make the mourning as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation, for the spoilers shall suddenly come up. My God. Oh, Lord.
Word. Help the church tonight to mourn. Help the church tonight to gird themselves with sackcloth and water before you, dear God. My God, would you do something for us? Break our stony hearts. A mind that's so dull. Amen. Move our spirits. Let our emotions break, God. Be stirred tonight. Hallelujah. Great Lord. Amen. Amen. A few months ago, there's a precious man who was having quite a few problems. Late in the morning hours. Amen. Early morning hours, right close to midnight hour, the phone rang. I picked up the phone. The boy said, "Brother Ralph, would you come quick? Please come quick." Amen. And I said, "What's wrong?" They said, "Dad's gone down to the garage. He's got all the vehicles running. He's got the tractors running. He's got the trucks running. He's got the cars running. And he shut the doors." Amen. Said, "Would you please come?" Amen. I called another brother and got there as quick as I could. I got there. I looked down the hill. Amen. There. I heard the motors roaring. Amen. I went down. I tried the door. Amen. It was locked. And I said, "Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Lord have mercy." Amen. I went around to the side door. And it wasn't locked. I opened the door. And there was my friend. In the stupor of death, already fell over, and death upon him. Amen. I reached for his body through the fumes and pulled his body. Amen. Pulled him outside and laid him down. Oh, I tried to see if he was any breathing at all or any pulse. Amen. The brothers with me said, "He's gone." I put my hand on his chest. I said, "Oh God, oh God, this is my friend. This is a man I just got through praying around the altar with, Lord. Amen. And he's going to die and go to hell unless you do something for us special tonight. Amen. Oh God, would you stay the hand of death and don't let him go to hell. Please, Lord, don't let him go to hell. I beg of you, Lord, don't let him go to hell. My God, please." Amen. Amen. My buddy said, I believe he's a breathing. Thank God. Amen. We called a rescue squad. They came and took him to the hospital. They pulled out his pocketbook. After a while, after revival, he gave it to the brethren. He said, "It's got some money in it." Amen. He said, "It's got quite a bit of money in it." He said, "It's got a whole lot of money in it." Amen. It doesn't matter how much money you got in your pocket. It doesn't matter how much you got, amen, in the bank. Amen. Well, I'll tell you something. When you're dying, going to hell, amen, it makes no difference whatsoever. And when you're in trouble, you need nothing but God. None of this world will help you. I said, you need God. You need God tonight, church. Amen. Father, you need God. Mother, you need God tonight. Can you say amen, church? Amen. The next morning early, I went back to the hospital. And I walked to the room. And there was his wife standing beside of him. Amen. Big smile on his face. I said, "God spared you last night." Amen. He started reaching for the Bible. He pulled open the Bible. He said, "Let me read to you what the Lord, when I woke up this morning, let me read to you what the Bible had to say when the first verse I saw, Psalm 16 and 10, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thy Holy One to see corruption." My God, God reached down on the brinks of hell and pulled him out. Oh! Wouldn't it have been an awful surprise for hell for a man to get up out of the altar, go home, amen, have a little family squabble, amen, go down and take his life and go to hell? Amen. Wouldn't it have been an awful shock? Amen. For hell to rise up and say, here come the boy that just got up from an altar and ascended. Wouldn't it be an awful shocking thing tonight? Amen. They say a homecoming at Jersey, Georgia, holding a church, and somebody left in the congregation and ascended in an awful place of hell. My God, it's an awful possibility that somebody sitting here tonight under the sound of my voice go to hell. Oh, and won't hell be shook up when you get there? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sometimes hell gets awful stirred. Amen. Sometimes hell gets awful stirred. Amen. It's a stirring pain in hell. Amen. When somebody goes to hell that didn't have to go. Amen. Somebody gone to hell that should not have gone. Amen. It would be a shocking thing. Right here is one of the best men we've got in the whole movement. He's proved himself through the years. Amen. We called him years ago. Brother Vince called him. I guess it's all right. He said, the little bulldog is here. We're going to have some preaching. The bulldog is here. Amen. That was his buddy, Brother Vince Wilson. Hallelujah. No, I wish we had him here tonight. Amen. No. No. But wouldn't it be a shocking thing to have a preacher go to hell? Oh! Oh! Amen. Wouldn't it be a shocking thing for Ralph Horton to go to hell? Amen. Wouldn't it be a shocking thing? Amen. For Brother All Good to go to hell? Amen. My God, after God pulled you out of the drunkard, amen, life, thank God, and saved you, and then die and go to hell. What a shocking thing it is. Amen. My God. Amen. Wouldn't it be a shocking thing? Amen. Brother Junior Johnson has been a clean man, a good man, a holy man, a man that looked like did everything he could for this church and everybody else. Amen. To suddenly, amen, leave the righteous pathway and die and go to hell. I tell you, amen, no wonder the world would be heaving. My God's faith. Would you lift your hand and ask God to help us? Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Amen. They tell me Charles G. Finney had a dream that he went to hell. They showed him through hell. After a while, he described how awful hell was. Amen. He said, this is an awful place. This is unspeakable awful. Amen. The angel that took him through the underworld said, there's a worse place than this. And he said, what is it? He said, there's a lower place in hell, and it's for preachers that led people astray. My God. Well, I'll tell you something. Amen. Preachers that are walking and boasting in this hour. Amen. Pretty soon they're going to wake up a shocking experience descending into the fire. Amen. Where they made their boast. Amen. Of their worldliness and carnality and led millions to hell. Amen. It'll be a shocking thing on that deathbed. Amen. When they close their eyes, pretty soon wake up and the flames of fire kill all around them. I tell you, you better live, right? You better live. Hold us while you're doing it. Hallelujah. Oh, oh God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. My God. My God. My Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Great Lord. Brother Greg. Amen. Amen. It'd be a shocking thing to hear that Greg Tinsley died lost and went to hell. When you call us and tell us such news as that, amen, we'll all cover our heads and we'll waller and we'll cry. We'll go mourning and we'll mourn the rest of our lives. You know why I mourn so anymore? I've had so many friends that's gone to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh. Oh. if there's anybody that shouldn't go to hell, it ought to be a holy man that's preached the gospel. It ought to never be one of his children. Amen. Hey, we wore out cars. We wore out clothes. Hey, man, got it on credit. They wore it out before we even got it paid for. Go to preach for somebody else. And then our children will be lost. No, 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 no. Don't let it be so. Don't let it be so. Amen. Amen. While others were taking vacation, we stayed the house of God and worked. While others were spending their money, amen, on exotic things, amen, we took our tithes and put it in the house of God and took what we had left and give it to somebody to preach the gospel. Amen. And then doing that, some of our children die lost. No, no, God. No, Heavenly Father. No, no, no. Give us a revival. Give us a revival. No, no, give us a revival. Oh, God, give us a revival. Give us a revival. Oh, Lord, give us a revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. No. 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 No, sir. No. Not my daughters. No. No. Blot my name out, Lord. No, Lord. I can wish myself accursed. No, Lord. I never did understand those scriptures until you see somebody that you lay down your life for and see them backslide. Oh, 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 Lord, have mercy. Oh, church, that's a burden that this can't be. Oh, oh. We'd give everything we had for you young people. We wouldn't run our services, just keep on going, stop them, and call for the young people's choir. Everything we could do, Brother David, we did them so that our children wouldn't die and go to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Bill. Amen. The times that you had to suffer wrong, you did it so your children wouldn't die and go to hell. Amen. Come on, church, help me. Oh, I feel like wallering before God. I feel like begging God for a special meeting. Oh, please, Lord. Please. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. No. No, God. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. No. No. I said no. No, devil. No, devil. You're not going to have them. No. Can you help me, church? No. My wife has stood with me through thick and thin, and most of it's been thin. Never the first time did she say, Ralph, go to work, amen, and get money. She knew I was doing everything I could while I was preaching and working. Amen. My Lord, amen, after all those years, amen, after all those times when I never would tell my troubles to nobody else, I'd say, Sissy, let me talk to you, sweetheart. My heart's hurting. Would you just let me tell you some things? And I'd tell her, hey, I'd tell her what's hurting. And she'd say, Hey, God will help us. Hey, man, let's go home talking about this go away. But what? What would I have? Would it be worth living any longer if my precious wife, amen, would backslide and go down and die alone? Our after these years of suffering with me, after these years they've been away from my side. Oh, come on, Mother. Amen. Come on, Mother. We're close to the pearly gates. Amen. We're close to sweeping through those gates, Mother. Amen. Your prayers have been so precious. Your lives have been so godly. Amen. Your voice has been so pleasant. And your testimony has been so victorious. Thank God. Thank God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Have you ever failed and somebody laugh at you when you fail? You can get up. You can get up. Have you ever had somebody to mock you while you was doing your best? You're going to heaven. Forget about it. And when you go to hell, Brother Grady, since 1966, wasn't it? 65, 66, 64. You come to the camp meeting richly. Amen. I've loved you. I looked at that hair this morning and I said, Grady's always been pretty, but he's so much prettier with the gray hair now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Grady. Amen. Oh, God. Wouldn't it be an awful, awful tragedy if it'd be ringing out to hell? Grady Cole has failed. And they begin to mock. And they begin to mock him. And they mock him. And the mocking continues for eternity. No one! No one! I'll tell you something. Amen. Great God, have mercy. I appreciate people, don't you? I appreciate the saints of God. Amen. Just a kind word. Just a smile. But in hell, not a kind word. Not the first smile. Oh, girl, you're selling your soul. You're selling your life. Girl, you're selling your soul. And you're going to go to hell. My God, my God. Amen. The shame and everlasting contempt for eternal ages. Forgive us, Lord. 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 We're too hard-hearted, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. My God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Please, Lord. Amen. Amen. Doris called Mother after the morning service. And Sister Margaret came out and said, Doris is on the phone with your mother. And she spoke to me. And she said, you preached good this morning. I said, Mother, I didn't do. Not this morning. I didn't do a good job. She said, son, you always preach good. Well, I knew how I preached this morning. But when Mama said that, it was all right. The what? But me? What would it be like in hell for Mama to go to hell? No, Mother, I'll never go to hell. I'll never be a mother. No! I'll never be a mother again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read a story. I wish I could find it. It's been a long time. In that story, the man describes of his experience of going to hell. And he got in hell. He looked for somebody familiar, somebody that would just give some type of, some way, look at him with something. Everybody else was hate and spite. Because you see, the law of hell is hate. But there's absence of God, but hate. Direction to. The closer he got, the more of the familiarity there was. And all of a sudden there was something repulsive more than anybody else in hell. And he recognized it was his mother. He turned with such hate, and she turned with such hate in different direction today, tried to hide themselves in that lost region. Oh! Y'all don't care if I just pour my heart out to you. Oh! I know somebody was in trouble this morning, and I feel like maybe you're still here. Hey, man! Oh, my God! Glory, glory! Would you mind lift your hands and worship God, because you're saved? I'm saved. I'm saved, and I know that I am. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Now go look through this congregation. I see young boys and girls, and they're real small. Some of them placed nickels and dimes and quarters in my hand. Amen. Years ago. Amen. Some of those I took and put them up and kept them for a long time. Just a few pennies, nickels, and dimes. If I was preaching, some boy would walk up, or some girl, say, "Preacher, you're my preacher. I like that." And they'd watch their mom and daddy leave a piece of money in the hand of a preacher, and they'd leave some money. Amen. And I took it home, pulled it out of my pocket, and put it in a secret place, and kept it. Amen. Now come on, church. Now do we have to have a revival, or do we not? Are we going to lose the most precious thing that we've ever possessed? Our family? Are we going to lose the most precious possession that we ever had? Our family? Let them die lost? No. Can I say it with you? No. Amen. Hell, hear this? No. A thousand times, no! Hallelujah. 29th chapter of the book of Job. Oh, that I worry in the days past. Amen. When the candle of God shined upon my tabernacle. Why God, amen, was with me. And why my children were around about me. Amen. He looked at the time where the best time in his life, amen, where the blessing of God was upon his life, and his children were with him. I remember coming to this meeting years ago, and there was a young preacher with me, and I was preaching the Cape meeting. And he came, and y'all scheduled him to preach, and I heard him a moaning and a groaning. I went down to his room, knocked on the door, and I said, "Hey, you got any gossip you want to tell me?"
He said, "Man, I'm trying to get ready to preach." And I said, I know it. He went back to his closet of prayer. I wanted to let him know, when you get ready to go in the pulpit, you wished you'd have never talked to no about nobody. And when you're facing men that are soon be in hell, you'll wish you was a better man than what you are. And when your children die lost, you'll wish 1,000 times, 10,000 times that you had been a better spiritual leader to them than what you are. You'll wish that that boy or that girl, amen, took you and walked right like you did before God, and you live for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You can stick out your hand and say, "My hands are clean." Hallelujah. Amen. It'll pay off, brethren. It'll pay off. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, I wish I could preach to you tonight. I feel down my soul something I don't know hardly how to explain. Amen. This has been a hard week for us. Amen. Dealing with what we have with another. And then the Lord dealt with me about homes burning up. And come to this meeting and God dealing with me. Amen. Early this morning, I woke. It's on my mind strong. And all day long, my heart has been so heavy. So heavy. So heavy. I know what it is. There's somebody will leave this meeting and go to hell if we don't have something special from God. Amen. 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 Oh, amen. Hallelujah. I believe we can have a revival. I believe we better have a revival for the benefit of this young man. We better have a revival. For the benefit of here, John. Amen. Of my grandson. Love me, don't you, John? I was praying he'd come in there. Where is that today? You know, and kiss me. We got to have a revival. Daddy said, "John, did you get happy and run this morning?" He said, "No, Dad, I didn't." He said, "Man, don't let the Horton Ridge Church down. Get in." Something moving deep down my soul that I can't preach. I can't, amen, seem like I can't tell it like I need to tell it. Oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Oh God. Oh God. Help us tonight. Please, Lord. Amen. How many of you young people in this congregation feels like getting in this altar and begging God for revival for your friends? Could I see you put your hand up tonight? Is there any young people at all in this congregation feels a need of a revival? Could I see your hand? There's one, there's two, three, four, there's hands. My God, how about it, Mother? How about it, Mother? Could I see the hands of these precious mother in this congregation? Amen. How about it, Dad? How about it? Would you mind standing your feet right now?
Amen. Would you mind just lifting your hand and begging God for revival? Begging God to move and give us a camp meeting and souls will be saved. Oh!
Would you pray, church? Would you just pray? Oh! No! No! And the Kilamo Hosatana Mahatatala Sikalamiada Hatatataha Bahash Sikalamiada Bahatana. Worship the Lord, church! Worship God! Worship God!
How many in this congregation, husband and wife, that you have you and your immediate children in the house of God tonight? Husband and wife and your immediate children. Could I see your hand? Would you keep them? Listen, look at that. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Thank God. They're here. They're saved in the house of God. Thank God. Now, how many has lost loved ones? You know that pretty soon, if there's not something done, that they'll die and go to hell. Old Mackie got discouraged the other day. He got awful upset. Amen. He has Crohn's disease real bad. His food goes clear through his body, just like that. He's out in the sun. He must be drinking something. Amen. He'd dehydrate in just a matter of moments because he just hooked up straight. He's easy to get upset. He'd come over and he'd sit down in front of me. He said, "Ralph, if you don't do something, help me, I'll die and go to hell." I let him talk for a few minutes. Amen. I just placed my hand over on him, Brother Bill, and I said, "Let's pray." I began to pray and he felt my arms and around me he began to hug me. He said, "Ralph, I love you. Oh, I love you. Amen. We can't stand it if one of ours dies to go to that awful place of hell. We're here tonight. Dear God, if there's one that's in this building tonight that's lost, we're here for your benefit. We're here begging God for your soul tonight. We're pleading that you'll not leave those doors. How about it? How about it? Oh, I feel God in a special way. Sister Jeanette, I was pleased to see that old pretty boy of yours this morning. I haven't got to speak to him yet. Let's have a revival. Let's have a meeting. Oh, glory. Is there one right now? She'll just leave that seat right quickly. Come down to this old-fashioned altar. Say, "God, I'm lost. Would you save me?" Is there one right now? Step out. How many's got a mother that's lost? How many's got a father that's lost? Father, would you save those mothers and fathers? Dear God, would you save the children? Dear Lord,
here, Lord. Would you please save him? I beg of you to save him. Lord, please save him. There's somebody here in this congregation today, this very night. You need to be in this altar right quickly. Right quickly. You need to be here. Right quickly. You need to be here. Right quickly. Right quickly. You need to come. Right quickly. You need to come. Amen. Amen. Young lady. Young lady, you're flirting with eternity. Young lady, you're flirting with eternity. You're going to be mocked to hell. Hell's going to mock you. Hell will mock you. Christian. Is there somebody sitting close by you that's not a Christian? Is there somebody in this congregation that's dear to you that's not a Christian? Would you speak to them right now while they sing? Please, please, I beg of you, speak to them. Speak to them right now. Please, please, please. Beverly, I heard your grandmother scream to the top of her voice and say, he's gone to hell. He's gone to hell. When you hear one of the best women that ever come to our church scream that her husband has died and gone to hell. She never got over it. Her health was broken. And she died early. She never did get over it. No, 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 no. She never got over it. And you'll never get over it either.
Lord, oh Lord, I want to go to heaven. Has been given.
Somebody's lighthearted, but they should be in this hall of prayer. Somebody needs to see
by God. Amazing grace. Thank you, Lord.
Won't you come?
Thank you, Lord, for
saving. I'm going to invite every father in this building to come around this altar right now. These fathers, amen, take
you, Lord,
this right hand side of this building. I'm going to invite our mothers, amen, on this side of the building.
Lord,
young people, I'm going to invite you to come with us.
I want to go to heaven.
Oh God, somebody needs to seek the Lord. Somebody. Somebody, someplace.
I'll tell you what, we ought to neglect these young people in this altar. We ought to neglect them. We ought to make a place for them. We ought to make a place for these children. Get that burden.